thebuddhisthome.com. Welcome, I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is March 6, 2012. This is episode 57 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Make your own podcast and market your way to a better life. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is The Kibitzer by Stained Glass, recorded on Aurora from 1969. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad, or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is make your own podcast and market your way to a better life. To better understand this podcast and the driving force behind this episode in particular, you may want to begin with episodes 16, 41, and 50. Those episodes focus on the third driver, retiring by the age of 55 or younger. To reach this goal, I have developed a four-part plan, and for me, podcasting is part three of this plan to early retirement. Of course, this is in its early stages. The four-part plan consists of 1. Saving more money and improving home production through gardens, bees, and the work that I do around the home. Assessing and cutting the budget. Developing income-generating streams and assets. And planning for future living. Additionally, the other drivers will also aid the accomplishment of the early retirement goal because they are the right things to do. It's right to pay back some of what I know. It's right to build community and do it naturally. And it's right to promote the success of others and meet new people. Doing the right thing always leads to a better life, and a better life for us is one in early retirement. Getting back to part three of the four-part plan, developing income-generating streams and assets. In short, I can't sit on my ass and develop income-generating things on their own. For me, developing assets means developing something that I own and have passion to build. This podcast and the todolisthome.com website started as my way of keeping track of the different things I do around the home related to repairs, gardening, and beekeeping. All of these I approach with some sense of counterculture thinking, which has helped to set me apart from other people that surround me in my life. I'm unconventional, I'm cheap, and I wish to build my life with the examples that nature provides. Thus, I think what I'm doing is pretty cool. The projects I do around the house, I enjoy doing them. I enjoy producing things. Keeping track of them on a website and YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook has allowed me to improve upon the mistakes I make, share the experiences I have, and present questions to a variety of different groups of people. And most importantly, my family and I enjoying the fruits of our labor after tasks are completed. I originally thought of podcasting because I wanted to build a website that I would want to visit. There's nothing special about me. I'm just an ordinary schmuck. I'm in my mid-40s, an American male with grave concerns for the future, and a young family ready to take them on. I figure I'm not alone. There's got to be at least tens of thousands of other people out there like me with similar thoughts and worries and a want to take action. I know there are too many other greater schmucks out there who refuse to wake up to the reality of this 2012 American life and take something that they rely on others for and make it themselves. This podcast is my outreach to those folks who are looking for a change, whether it's a personal change in their lives or for somebody else or for something else, and to be able to grow and have a willingness to take ownership of something that they can produce for a better life. Thus, the style of this site is designed to fit those who fit the description I've provided and probably many more who I haven't provided. No two people are really the same, especially no two Americans. The audience is much like me and want information on the run. They want to have information that's portable. They want information that's entertaining, and they want information that provides value and possibly some life-changing experiences. The podcast format, I think, is cool because people can download and carry wherever they go the information they want. This is radio without commercials, and for me, anything that I do promote is something that has made my life better, and it is something that I believe in. That's why I spend a lot of time promoting the people that help me produce in the gardens, and those are the people that supply me with my berry plants and the seeds and the bees and all the different life things that go on here. The biggest things I believe in are growing some of your own food, producing useful animals, honeybees in my case, and doing my own home repairs without going broke or finding those small businesses that are out there doing great work for reasonable prices. With a website, I want to make it something that people can take with a minimum amount of information, which is where the pictures come in handy. I don't provide a lot of explanation in the show notes, but I do provide a number of different useful links that I have found to help me cut through all of the muckety muck out there on the internet. And with the videos, there's no better way to show people how to do something or to show people the beauty of something like the honeybee hive or Alaska. We live in such a pampered society that I'm almost embarrassed to say I live in this age, but I was raised to provide for myself, and I take that responsibility seriously. I might not have taken it so seriously when I was a young buck, but ever since I left home and college and went off to the army and then had an opportunity to leave the army, I took that responsibility much more seriously. Even though everywhere I go, it's even if it's just to the mailbox, there are too many people lined up waiting to charge me too much to do something that I should be doing myself. It's ridiculous. Most Americans are broke or going broke and on credit to continue to buy services that their grandparents would have been too embarrassed to consider, which is why I'm putting some of the different services available on the podcast and the different episodes I carry out. The intention is to go ahead and present things that if I can do these things, or even if I do them half-assed, at least I'm taking a step to go ahead, do them on my own, learn from them, teach my children, and through this, hopefully teach the neighbors and instill a sense of community rather than relying on outsiders to do the work for us. But I digress here. I really just wanted to get into the podcast itself and how I view the podcast format as a means of providing income-generating assets for myself and for my family. The way that I present this is that podcasting is just a form of marketing. I just consider myself to be a born salesman, and we should always be marketing ourselves. And what better way when you go on a job interview to present yourself and your activities and your hobbies and the real you and your technical skills and knowledge than by showing somebody a website that you've built and advice that you've put together, developed, created content, and put it out there free for the world community to have a look at and to use as they see fit. That's the first part, is marketing myself. The second part is to take what I've put out there and to continuously provide clean, absolutely useful content. I don't want to just get out there and join any discussions or start any discussions that people tend to take sides on. I try to stick to the things that people can generally agree are the right thing to do. We like to eat. We like to live healthy. Everybody can agree to that. And the idea of the podcast is to, and the videos that I provide and the different information on the website at todolisthome.com all go to demonstrate to people that me, an ordinary middle-aged American schmuck, if I can do some of these things myself, then they can too. And the intent is to hopefully empower others with the confidence that they can provide for themselves the things that they currently rely on others to do. Mostly those others are strangers. Even getting a simple salad on the evening dinner table requires a complex chain of events to happen that are beyond the normal person's comprehension and are getting more expensive as the days go by. But now that I've been building this website for over a year and I've gotten into the podcasts, I've been providing content the last few months more regularly, and I'm trying to follow a program where I have set days where I'm providing either information on gardening or beekeeping or the repairs I do around the home. All of these things combine to form our tagline of keeping track of things to do for a better life. With that in mind, as the website builds, as subscriptions grow, as more people around the world are beginning to view this website, it's rather exciting to watch. I've learned quite a bit as to the integral parts of building this little website that I have. There's not much to that, and it's rather been a lot of fun. But what I needed to do and what I've learned from Jack Spierko at 5 Minutes with Jack, or jackspierko.com, that's Spierko, or it's not enough just to have this one website and just to put it out there and leave it there and let it be static, but you need to continuously add new content to create a following. You create a following. If you have the right information there, there are special ways that you can monetize a website. And I'll just briefly describe what I've done so far with my website and what I plan to do with it going forward and how this will lead to income generation in the future. Now, I must state out front, I haven't garnered a darn dime yet from the website, but I'm still in the early stages and I'm getting better. One of the first things I did was to build the website, start building the podcast, start adding episodes, and then I added affiliate program links with Amazon, who I follow and go to regularly for probably most of our purchases that save us time and money from going to different stores and paying taxes and things like that. So I have affiliate membership with Amazon, but at 6% for any possible sale, I don't expect that to be an income, but it doesn't cost me anything to create the affiliate links that are found throughout the website and the banner that's located on the website. This doesn't really cost me anything. I know how to do it well now, and it's part of the regular day-to-day activities of todolisthome.com. A lot of the things that I recommend, because I've used them, I've been able to purchase, you know, better equipment or better tools or better services. I provide them on a website with my own personal experience. So I'm not just trying to put something out there just for the sake of trying to sell something or anything to anybody. I'm trying to focus on what's been productive for me to produce the episodes that I do. The next affiliate that I'm associated with is 1in1.com Hosting. So that's 1in1.com, the number 1, A-N-D, the number 1.com. They host my website, And they've been very good at customer service, very helpful people. When you call, you are not calling in the United States. You're calling to the Philippines, but it's been some of the best service that I've ever experienced. There's a AdSense box on the todolisthome.com from Google, but again, that's minimal, doesn't provide me any income, but again, it doesn't cost me anything to have it there. Now I'm getting prepared, I've developed a lot of material, I've developed a little bit of a following on a website and a podcast, and I have a lot of material that is ready to be put into books, and I plan to add ebooks to the website. Probably the first couple will be free, but I think they're going to be very useful ebooks dealing with housing, dealing with beekeeping, and dealing with gardening. And eventually, those will serve as an income generation tool for us. The next one are DVDs. I produce YouTube videos on a regular basis. And now that I've gotten quite a number, I think I'm approaching just past 40 right now almost. The DVDs could be made from a variety of different YouTube videos, whether they're the home repair videos that I put together, the beekeeping videos I put together, or the gardening videos that I put together into DVD format, and rig the website to be able to accept orders and have a drop shipping partner arranged where DVDs could be sold. So this is another form of website monetizing. The third part is I've developed an advertising program, and want to put a special thanks out there again to Jack Spierko of the survivalpodcast.com. He's allowed for people to take a look at his advertising program and copy it, and I provide credit to him for on the advertising spot that I have. So once I develop a strong enough following, then I will go ahead and be more proactive in selling some of this advertising space that I have available. Eventually, we'll get into subscription and membership programs. I think there's a large concern out there for what people need and trying to find the best information in the shortest amount of time and in the most economical forms. There's a lot of value that I can provide back, and working with maybe different partnering companies, we can arrange for deals for people who subscribe and make a minimal annual or monthly subscription program, very reasonable for people. And the idea would be able to have members or subscribers receive more back than what they pay to be a part of the membership program. There's also basically network expansion. And this network, in short, will consist of todolisthome.com as the center or the main hub of the network. And onto this network, I've recently created a couple of other sites. I have TonyTeolis.com, which will serve as my about website, if you'll have. So a little website about me that'll be a sales and marketing tool. Then there's GrowMoreNow.com, which I created last month. That's GrowMoreNow.com. And that links back to TodoListHome.com. With GrowMoreNow.com, that's only dedicated to the gardening and the permaculture and the hugelkultur and all the different things I do in the home and around the home to provide food for the table and for our neighbors' tables as well as my co-workers' tables. I like doing that. I love growing food and giving it away to people, and people seem to really appreciate that. So GrowMoreNow.com is a means of having another internet presence that links back to todolisthome.com to help increase readership. And eventually, I want to add in other sites. One would be dedicated to honeybees, and another one would be dedicated to the home repair projects that we do. And we'll see how this continues over time. On top of some of the growmorenow.com, for example, I've put a hub page in there, and hub pages are out there to help you gain some Google recognition or some search engine recognition. And applying and building small hub pages that link to the different sites will help build this network. And the idea is to get more eyeballs and ears going to and from iTunes and todolisthome.com and to the different social media sites that I have out there, like Twitter and Facebook and to eventually be using Facebook more now as a marketing tool. As Facebook is changing and they put the timeline in place, it's very important to be a part of this. So my point is, for yes, this does take some time. It does take a little bit of money, but again, only a little bit. I don't sit around in the bars on the evening. I don't sit around and watch TV when I come home from work. So being able to build a little bit of a web presence and be able to market myself and be able to refer people I know to who I am and what I do in my free time when I'm not on the 9-to-5, I think is very important because it shows that I'm participating in the growth of the internet, and the growth of the internet is something that's going to be with our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren for a very, very long time, and it's going to change. Right now, I think if we were to make an analogy to what the internet is compared to a former industry, we're probably at the time of the assembly line that Henry Ford developed for Ford Motor Company. So we don't know what the internet will eventually turn out to be, but having a presence there will be very important. Now, granted, when the cars came out eventually early in the 20th century, there were approximately 4,000 different car companies. And then those have shrunk down to the main ones we have with us today. However, the internet is much different. There's much greater reach. There's much greater possibility, and the limit is unforeseen of what you can do with the internet and what the internet will be able to do for you. But it's very important to be participative in it now. I want to be participative in it. I want to learn the different things that make the internet work, and I want to be able to earn income from it in the future. And the best way that I can do that is by being honest, by being out there, by putting my own personal experiences and mistakes online and available for people to learn from, and being able to learn from it myself and be able to look back on this. I really enjoy being able to go to the website and look back and see how things have changed over the past year and watch some of the videos over and over if I want to see how the bees are doing or what they were doing last year at this time. It's really easy for me to go into my video archive, and anybody around the world can do this and learn from me. And some of the beauty that I provide, I think, is important, because growing food is a wonderful thing for all the life that it brings to your home that might be void of it otherwise. Going to Alaska and capturing some of the glaciers calving, I'll probably not see those again, but being able to get there, capture it on film, put it on the internet, share with others, and eventually, since I'm so passionate about these things, build a business around them. Now, we're in the early stages. Some of the other things I've done recently include incorporating To-Do List Home as a Virginia limited liability company. I think that's very important to do. When it comes to determining whether or not podcasting is for you or not, well, one, there's got to be a technical interest in building a website. And building a website is not enough, but you have to be able to provide content. And it doesn't matter what you provide, but for me, podcasting works because, you know, I used to visit a number of different blogs, and I just don't have the time to do all the reading that's necessary to catch up on what all the written word is out there. There are not as many podcasts, although there are thousands, and there are still, you know, thousands and thousands of video casts out there, you know, people who provide a video format on their website every day of new things they're doing. For me, podcasting works because I liked learning the technical aspect of it. I like the challenge of trying to figure out how to take what I'm thinking and make it available for the world. Maybe some people would rather not have me do that. That kind of blows my mind. But what I have available today is, this is what I'm doing with the website. This is why I'm doing it. This is a good thing to be doing. And in our free time with the things that we're passionate about, you know, there's a way to earn income if you're willing to seek them out. And that's what I'm doing. And I'll keep you posted as this develops and as income grows over time and as the following grows over time as well. To get you started on podcasting in particular, And I understand that podcasting's been with us for a while. There'll be something new going forward, but if you're involved now, you'll be ready for the future. You'll be more prepared. So I provide some links in the show notes at todolisthome.com, and these include the best audio podcast setup tutorial that I've been able to find. This features Audacity, and it's a step-by-step for everything you need to do to get your thoughts out there in audio to the web. Now, doing it with video, you follow the same procedures basically. You want to set up a YouTube site probably, because YouTube is the most popular form for people doing videos on their own. And where you set your website up, how you do the marketing of your website, I have a link to jackspierko.com, and that's 5 minutes with Jack and his ramblings as an insane entrepreneur. But the lessons he provides, there's about 80 of them right now, maybe a couple more, but he's taken the time, and he doesn't make a lot of money from this at all. He's taken the time to build a forum and to build a regular podcast and video cast of how to market your podcast and why you should be doing this. Just incredible for, you know, one person to be able to take all the time and effort. And I know he has helped me because I take his podcast from 5 minutes with Jack on the run with me, you know, wherever I'm going during my daily treks. And I'm able to really add what he suggests to my particular website, which helps to make everything a bit more marketable. Takes a bit of time, but it's very easy to follow. And the number one advice, and the one that I leave with at the show notes today, the last one, is to get involved with WordPress. And I absolutely love it. It is so powerful. The limits that it has are endless. WordPress is basically a publishing form for your website. So rather than going to your hosting agent and using the typical, hey, we'll build you a website, all you got to do is put in your information here, WordPress is different, because WordPress is created by so many people around the world, creating new widgets and applications that you can add to your website at the click of a couple of buttons and create functions that you can't even fathom yet. So that's a lot of fun to work with. WordPress is really good. I know it's probably hard to understand if you don't know what building a website is or how to market a podcast right now entails. The first thing you need to do is get a domain name. And I'll try to provide some links in the show notes too about how to do that. So you get a domain name, you get it hosted, you go ahead and get WordPress installed at your hosting site, and then you just start cranking out the content. It takes a while to get used to. The idea always, always, always is to start small and build from there. I learned that several years ago, and it's been a good mantra to follow. Start small, follow through, learn what you're comfortable at first with. Don't try to make things perfect. Eventually, you can experience more and more. The more confident you get, the better you get. And the more you get better at this, the more you will put content out there on a regular basis, and the more people will come and find out what's going on with you. You know, the idea is you're trying to make people's lives better, or at least make your life better, and it's an interesting story to follow. So I thank you for following with us today. Now I advise you to go out and do something useful and think about creating some income-generating streams that don't cost you a lark to get started.